So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Hey everybody, it's Dan Latto speaking. So I was just having a WhatsApp conversation with somebody, and we were talking about finances and about how they haven't got a clue how much money they're spending or where the money goes and why they don't have any money left at the end of the month. And yet they drive a nice car and they dress very well and all of that kind of thing. And here I am in a, I'm not in a Primark t-shirt today, I'm in a whatever t-shirt it is. What's it called? I can't remember what it's called. Superdry. It's still cheap stuff, right? It's not the most expensive stuff, but that's the point right there. I'm driving a car that's all paid off. We bought it for like 12,000 euros, not a huge amount. It's a nice Jeep Commando. And yet we command ownership of millions of pounds of property that generates cash flow every single month. And anything that I do buy is paid for by that cash flow. I don't spend any money on anything that is created using my time. So I'm not exchanging time for money and then spending that money. Because it's like going to a job for 40 hours a week, getting paid 500 quid and then spending that 500 quid on clothes. You just worked 40 hours a week for some clothing. What? I don't get that. What's that about? What you're supposed to do is pay down your credit card debt, and then you're supposed to start buying assets. And assets are things that's going to start putting money in your pocket. Because then, when you're starting to generate cash flow, so let's say you buy a property, it's 17 grand, you need to find 17 grand, it's going to pay you £200 every month, that's £2,500 a year, more or less. You can spend £200 a month on clothes. And next month you can spend another 200 quid, and the next month another 200 quid, and the next month, and you can do that for the rest of your life. Because that original £17,000 has actually bought all your clothes for the rest of your life. How about that? I love that as an idea. We use the same idea on McDonald's. Buy some McDonald's shares. Spend £5,000 on McDonald's shares. That's 150 quid a month. You're going to spend 30 quid a month on McDonald's. Perfect. The numbers don't add up there, but £20 a month kind of add up. But that's the whole point, right? Is that you buy shares and then McDonald's starts paying you to eat their food. Which is a strange way of saying it, but ultimately that's exactly what's happening. And you've got to start doing that. You've got to pay down your debt. You've got to get a real tight control over how much money you're spending each month, okay? You've got to look at where you can make savings, look at where you can start increasing your income, and then you've got to move that income over into assets that generates more assets, because you're going to reach the point where your assets and the money from those assets that you're generating then buys more assets. And you get to the stage where your money is making more money and the thing just accelerates. The reason why it's not accelerating for most people is that all their money's going out on clothes and food and fish and chips and eating out and all that stuff. Desperate for fish and chips, by the way. So all that money goes out there and people don't know where it goes. Or it goes on credit card payments and loan payments and car payments, and they can never get ahead. And what happens when you start to get ahead is that it spirals up out of control instead of spirals down out of control, which is how it happens for most people's debt. So you've got to start getting a really good command of your money. And we do this by creating budgets on a spreadsheet that you go through every single day. I literally open up my spreadsheet. I've already done it this morning for the multiple businesses that we have, including my own personal one. We're cash flow forecasting. We're working out what we want to do and what month we can do it in when we've generated enough cash to buy an asset or buy some marketing or buy a car or, you know, something to grow the business even more. That's what we do. And that's what I want you guys to go and do. Because honestly, people go, oh, you know, money don't buy you everything, don't buy you happiness. No, you're right, it doesn't. But it also doesn't, you know, if you've got enough of it, it doesn't cause problems because you've got bailiffs knocking on the door. It's ridiculous. You get rid of your debt. Stop buying clothes. You don't need any more clothes, right? Unless you like threadbare, you don't need any more clothes. And if you do, Primark. And I was joking to the guy about, you know, most of the time I'm sat in Primark t-shirts at £2.50. It just doesn't make any difference. It just literally doesn't make any difference about what clothes you wear. It's about you being debt-free. Trust me on this. When you get debt-free and you're starting to move money into assets that generates cash, you'll be more than happy wearing Primark. You'll brag about wearing Primark. I'm very proud of wearing Primark because it cost me £2.50. What did your shirt cost you? £150. It's crazy. £150 can earn me 6% a year for the rest of my life. And you might go, well, that's only £9 a year. You're right. But that's going to pay itself off. And then the price goes up and the dividend increases and the yield goes up and all sorts of different things happen. But while you're spending that money every single month, you haven't got that opportunity or that ability to make it happen. So, I've gone on for a little bit longer than I wanted to there, but I hope that's useful. I hope you can listen to it and go, do you know what? Yeah, let me get this budget first. That's always the first step. Get your budget and that will tell you exactly where you are. Most people spend and they have no idea what the score is. It's ridiculous. Why would you play a game not knowing what the score is? How do you know if you're winning or losing? And most people are losing but think they're winning, which is even worse. All right, we'll catch up with you on the next video. Hope that's useful for you. My name is Dan Latto and we'll speak to you soon. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.